RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, my goodness. How good was that?
Awesome.
How good was that? And we've spent the last 2 weeks we've come in here, and we're all mad at the Warriors for ruining Victory Monday.
Not today.
Well, they tried, but this one was just too good.
Whatever, so, overtime blowout. That doesn't happen.
No.
I mean.
So stupid.
Yep.
But anyway, yeah, there's absolutely nothing that's going to break our stride. I want to start the show, though. I hope everybody just had a blast. Late last week.
Yeah.
For the holiday and whatever you celebrate. I hope everybody, it was fun to listen to everybody come in on Stein and Goo talk about what their favorite gift was throughout the holidays, or I don't know, who you got to see, who you got to spend time with. I hope it was just absolute bliss for each and every one of you. But we weren't missing today, and we're not missing tomorrow, coming in as the NFL season comes into focus. And I don't know any other way to say this other than, look, yeah, they're dogs this weekend. Yeah, it doesn't look like it's quote-unquote supposed to look. But if you can't just kind of take a moment and enjoy this ride, I don't know how else to do this. This is absolute unbelievable theater. I bet the Niners probably helped a lot of people win their fantasy championships last night. Good Lord. This offense has hit the exact stride that we said a few weeks ago, well, they better.
Yep.
They better, because the defense is just too hampered by injury, so the offense better be devastating, and oh my God, is it devastating.
And barely devastating enough, because the Bears are at the 2-yard line with a chance to still beat you. Even though you score 42, you still might lose, because the defense, they struggled, and Grandy's grades tomorrow will get all the way into what he broke down as far as the defense. But the offense, my God, Brock Purdy, he is slippery, he is slithery, he is slimy, he's accurate, he's a boss, he throws the Dougie. And then beyond that, like, when you need players to make plays, Ricky Pearsall makes a catch. Oh, he's hurt again. Comes back, yep. Makes a catch. Oh, I think he's out again. And all through that, Trent Williams plays a grand total of one
play.
Snap. Single play.
One play and went the wrong way.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, he went the wrong way, and the way he went eventually was chasing after a guy who
had the ball. Yeah, he was running the wrong way.
Exactly.
That's not the way we want Trent Williams running.
And you're not going to catch him anyway, Trent. You can go ahead and shut it down, but
exactly.
That's fine. And Austin Pleasance comes in and plays well enough, and the O-line was good enough, and McCaffrey was, oh my God, McCaffrey, touch number 399 on the year. He's going to be, if he has a normal McCaffrey game on Saturday, apparently, he's going to be top 20 all time in touches per year.
Saturday thing bother you?
Not really.
Yeah. I wasn't surprised, actually. We were kind of predicting it on the show last night with the Panthers-Bucks. the Ravens, Steelers, and the Niners, Seahawks. And we were like, if the Niners win this game, which one do you think is the headliner? And actually, Ephraim was like, Niners, Seahawks. Look at the way that, like, this scoring is. And this is incredible. It's so much fun. I go, right, but the Steelers-Ravens game is an elimination game.
Yep.
So it's actually a playoff game. And the Niners-Seahawks game, while fun, while dripping with intrigue, and it matters, loser's not going home. The loser is just packing and heading to the airport. And so,
and the other one's Carolina Tampa. Well, that's also an elimination game, but I mean that's kind of the appetizer, as you like to say.
Although, based on like pending tonight, there is a scenario where I think Carolina loses that football game next weekend and still wins the division.
Oh wow!
If okay. the Falcons win out too, I believe if it ends up being a three-way tie at 8-9.
Wow!
By the way, if it does, all three teams, you should all just get together and go away, like. You know, everyone's searching for a way to fix that whole seeding thing. Like, oh, should you host a game if your division? Here would be, you know how in college football you had to have like at least a 500 record or you did for a long time
to go
to a bowl game? You had to be 6-6 to qualify. That would be, let's start there. If you don't have a winning record, you don't host. You can't host. You can't host at 8-9. I would start there.
Yeah.
You can still win the division, you can come to the playoffs, but that number 5 wild card who invariably is going to have a really good record, they get you. They get you in their building if you went 8-9 or 7-10.
Yeah, they'll never do that. I mean, they're all about trying to reward the division champ, and I get that. And you know, in this division where you've got 8-8, 7-9, 6-9, 6-10, shout out New Orleans, by the way, for not going full tank mode. New Orleans is a threat now.
Yeah.
If only we're a 28-game season, they might win that the NFC South.
Tyler Shuck guy looks like he's got a little something.
A little moxie.
A little something. Yep. So anyway, what a fun year it's been. It's not over yet. We kind of know who all the playoff teams are going to be, except for the whole Tampa Carolina thing and the Baltimore-Pittsburgh thing. But outside of that, it's just kind of how does the deck shuffle itself. And the fact that the Niners are right in the middle of all of that with everything still on the line is absolutely incredible. And as of this morning on FanDuel, Kyle Shanahan has jumped the field. And I wonder how many of you know this. As of today, Kyle Shanahan is the favorite to win Coach of the Year in the NFL. Over Vrabel.
Over Vrabel, yeah.
Over Liam Cohen. Over Mike McDonald, which of course will probably flip if Mike McDonald wins this game coming up this weekend. But Kyle Shanahan, I've thought all along, well, it's not going to be him because he's like too accomplished and too respected going in. But the injury situation is so intense to end up playing that game last night. No Fred, no Nick, no Trent, no George, 42 points against
Michael, right. I mean, but all the way through it.
And going against another 11-4 team, I don't know, man. I know it triggers a lot of Niner fans through the years whenever they're like, why does everyone call him a genius? How about now? This is a genius season from Kyle Shanahan. 8 games with Mac, 8 games with Brock. Very few, like George out, Ricky out, Trent now out, no Nick, no Fred, 12-4? This is the definition of Coach of the Year.
It's been a masterclass, and if you look at the red zone offense, they are number 2 behind Philly, and yesterday they were 5-for-5 in the red zone, and so even though the game starts in the worst possible way, other than fumbling the kickoff and having them score on that play, they score the next play. And I'm watching with my father-in-law, shout out Pop Pop, and my wife is there, my daughter's whatever, playing Candyland, beating up on somebody else other than me for a change. And
that's nice. You know,
my wife is like, wait, oh my God, is that how the game starts? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it starts, you're down 7-0. And the overarching feeling in the room was like, oh boy. This one,
yeah,
I mean, this ain't gonna be good.
No, I know. It's like, oh gosh, they're going against an actual team. The Bears lead the NFL in turnovers.
Yep,
and it was funny again.
And it was a great play too. Great. Yeah. It was not a Johnson, bad throw per se.
He shouldn't have thrown it. He got. Like yep. Johnson stepped. He knew the route. He stepped in front of it. He made a play. He's a great player. This is what the Bears do. This is how they've won their games. Look at their point differential. I think the Bears come in now today. They're 11-5. I think it's plus 29.
Correct.
Yep. Is that right?
Yep.
That's very small for that kind of a record.
Way behind Detroit, who's 8-8.
Right. But what Chicago does is they turn you over. They lead in turnovers. They lead in turnover differential. The whole key to the game yesterday was to protect the ball. One play in, they didn't do it. The rest of the way, they did.
Yep.
And therefore outscored them by pretty much two touchdowns
the rest of the way. Yep.
So, and that'll be the key again this weekend. Seattle's a very, very good defense.
It's
going to
be the key the rest of the way. Like, no matter who you face in the playoffs, and ultimately they could wind up as the sixth seed, right? And they could go...
The Niners?
Yeah.
Yes, that's actually most likely if they lose.
If they lose, they'll be the sixth, unless the Rams lose tonight and, you know, you get into all those machinations of, you know, what the Falcons can do, in, you know, to change things in the South, whatever. That wouldn't affect what the Rams are going to be. But if they wind up as the sixth, then... Okay, you're going to have to go to Chicago in a rematch game in, you know, the cold confines, the drafty nature of Soldier Field, depending on how they do.
Yeah, yeah. The Bears have their tiebreaker over Philly. They beat them on Black Friday.
Right.
But all of this depends on what they all do this weekend. That's the other thing. Very few playoff teams can just be like, we're resting. We'll take the last week off, like often is the case.
Right.
But the one seed is in doubt in both conferences. The Packers are the 7, and I think the Chargers are locked in somewhere.
Yeah, and the Chargers just announced that they're resting Herbert.
They're not locked in, by the way, but I think they're just waving the white flag. They're kind of like 5, 6, 7, whatever. Our quarterback's hand is broken, so we're gonna go ahead and take the L on this one. But yeah, everybody's got something to play for this weekend.
Pretty fun. Yeah. Even through 17 games and, you know, the Niner game being a Saturday marquee, I don't mind. And it's a double short week, whatever. And it's going to be here. And so, yeah, you go ahead and do what you do. And then Sunday you clear the decks. And I don't know if this automatically means they'll play Saturday in the wild card round. I heard that thrown out as like, well, they're doing this that way, you know, whoever loses will play on Saturday next week. Feels to me like the Niners will be a marquee Sunday game.
Yeah, I don't think that's locked in at all. I think the thought is that Carolina-Tampa thing, whatever, will probably be a Saturday game. So they're playing on Saturday. But the loser between the Niners and Seahawks is no lock to end up being the team that gets to go to Carolina or Tampa.
And I wonder who is the Monday night, like, we bury you on Monday night. Not that it's a burial, but that's usually like the... Like the Saturday, the first game on Saturday is the game the NFL's least interested in.
Right.
But then you have the standalone Monday game, and normally you don't put one of your marquee teams in there.
That's got Jacksonville written all over it.
Jacksonville, Houston, right? Yeah. One of those two.
Yeah. Or, do the Chargers end up in Jacksonville? Maybe feel like a nice Monday night game.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll see. All right. Hey, there's a Warrior game here in 2 hours. So we got that going on as well. Aren't they fun?
Yeah.
How about that? The Golden State Warriors, everybody. Good freaking Lord. Anyway, we got time to get to that later because we got Warriors Live coming up in an hour. Until then, Dub Nation, let's get engaged. You know we do this before every game. You vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page, brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. All right, Steph Curry had 41 minutes last night. Jimmy Butler played 38. Does Steve Kerr kind of half-step with them today? We'll see. Will those two combine tonight to score more points than the Niners did last night, which was 42?
Wow, that's a great question.
It's a yes or no question. Go vote on Twitter. We'll share the results. Will Curry and Butler combine to score more than the Niners did last night in this?
Well, that's a great question.
Yeah, we'll see. It might be a blowout. I don't know, but Warriors in Brooklyn coming up. As you know, especially on this show, we're always super interested in kind of the fan experience. And so we have an hour to play around with what happened last night in Santa Clara. 888-957-9570. How does this team make you feel? Like, how would you describe this experience? Because we can all wake up today and go, man, that offense. But half the game was played on the other side of the ball. And it's very, like I'll call it, it's very uncomfortable to watch this. So it is a true kind of a roller coaster ride. And so you watched last night. How does that make you feel? And where do you think that lands them in the NFC framework as we get ready for the playoffs. We would love to hear from you and take your phone calls, as many of them as possible, on a Victory Monday, 888-957-9570. That is the number. It's your calls next. It's all your calls until Warriors Live. We're sponsored by Safeway. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Let's start bugging Dibs right now on the whole Happy New Year thing, because we only got like 2 weeks before he loses it. Okay? This is Willard and Dibs.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Watch out! He's got it to add to the running yard total here. McCaffrey first down, sideline. McCaffrey's longest run of the year. All the way down to the 23-yard line. By far his longest run of the season. 43 yards.
Goodness gracious, if he gets running the football, no telling what this offense could be.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
I think these 49ers, they challenge our historical sensibilities. I made fun of, remember the Burrow comments 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, and everyone was like, dude, Joe, you all right? Are you going to play football?
Maybe not.
Do you hate the Bengals? And now it's different because I don't think the Niners' offensive line is trash, but the Bengals are like, we got a quarterback and we got two fancy receivers. Let's play football. And I get it. That's frustrating for a quarterback because you don't give them an offensive line, you don't give them a defense, and if they don't score 45 points, they lose and you hate them. And that's not what works in the NFL. And then here come the Niners. Offensive line has been fine. Purdy's not getting physically beaten, so that's good. But this defense is currently setting up a situation where it feels like you better score a touchdown pretty much every time you touch the ball. And in December, they pretty much have. And so they've won all the games. But historically, don't we feel like that doesn't work? I don't work in the. That's what That's what I keep fighting. This is fun. This is amazing. I'm impressed. But my historical brain goes, this doesn't work. It doesn't work in the
NFL. It just depends on the matchup and where you are and what the conditions are. And I think that this Sunday, if in fact it is rainy, or Saturday rather, at Levi's, if it is wet and rainy and more of a sloppy track, well, then you're going to have to do things a little bit differently, most likely. And the Seahawks defense is better. Then the Bears, certainly. The Bears' defense is not great, and you can go back to the Colts' defense, which was really hampered and injured. They lost both their quarters, so you're looking at a defense you're going to face that's better than what you've had over the past month or so, and with a sloppy track, well, you're going to have to do things a little bit more different.
Yep. Now, the other thing is, though, Sam Darnold's fine, but like the Seahawks don't offer a whole lot in their running game. Smith and Jigba is terrifying, but Caleb Williams is much more dynamic than Sam Darnold. you've been saying all year from your fantasy wounds.
Oh,
you're
boy.
Like every, if I had a dollar audience for every time we've gotten to a commercial break and Dibs has looked at me and gone, Sam Darnold sucks. You've said that a lot.
Well, and then he plays when I have him on my bench, and he plays awesome.
All right, well, then play him this weekend.
Well, then I played him, and the season's over, so I won't play him.
Yeah, but play him anyway. Go into your app and play him.
Just for the sake of having him play poorly, because that's what happens when I play him.
I got a text from my mom yesterday. Niners win, whole family's text.
Who won the family league?
Not over yet. It's down to the lovely Christy and Abe.
Ooh, okay.
But she's down, but she got action tonight. So we'll see. So Kyren Williams will decide
okay. The
family championship. Anyway, I get a text from my mom. Everybody's like, Niners, wow, great, this, that, boop, boop, boop. About an hour later, she goes, by the way, I just wanted to let you know that we beat you in the fantasy league. I'm like,
we weren't
playing, Mom. You know, yeah, like fifth place game. I'm like, Mom, I didn't set my lineup. There's nothing on the line. And I didn't get a response to that. So anyway, you can still go in there and start your guys.
Yeah.
And
if
you don't have a game.
I did against Ken in the fifth place game.
Oh, good.
Just to try to improve my profile for next year. Because, you know, in Yahoo, you get gold, silver.
Yeah, you get points.
Yeah. So, I mean, by getting fifth place, that'll give me some status next year. It's important.
Congrats. Thanks. Congrats on that. All right. 888-957-9570. How does watching this 49er team make you feel? It's a little... like, I'm trying to liken it to something. I don't know. It's kind of like flying to Vegas or something like that. There's like butterflies. It's exciting. It's fun. But there's some butterflies in there. Maybe it's like going to ask somebody out on a date for the first time. It's exciting. Whew. But it's nerve-wracking, and it can crash and burn very quickly.
But, I mean, unlike that, you have a little bit of a comfort zone. You have a landing spot where we've already talked about it. Like, this year is a 7 out of 10 already in terms of satisfaction.
Totally.
So, unlike when you're trying to ask a girl out, and if she says no, you might be absolutely crushed and crestfallen because you have nothing else. But in this, like, even if they go out and they lose to Seattle, and you're the 5 or the 6 or whatever, and you go out and you lose on the road, it still would have been a fun year.
Do you yell at electronics?
Not usually.
Like, what was the loudest moment last night? That's another one I want to throw out to everybody, because this is like a video game. What was the loudest moment in your house?
Probably on the hook and lateral where, you know, Chicago's going to...
To Swift.
Right.
Okay.
I think it was Loveland to Swift.
Loveland to Swift, yes.
And then it was an oh! Because, like... The stones to have that be your call.
Yeah, I love
the call. And Ben Jones, you know, he's got no timeouts. So right. You're either going to throw it in the end zone 3 times or 4 times and hope for the best. But no, he runs Loveland over the middle and a little flippy flip to Swift coming the other way. And it was, oh! And then Diamond Lenore, he just breaks down
like
a football player. And he just, you know, he's doing the quick step. And he's like, okay. And just he came up and he made the tackle. And he had help as well. But
sure. If
he would have run up, he might have gotten juked, and the game's over.
No doubt.
So the defense was bad. I'm not going to defend them other than, and I'll run through the plays maybe more so tomorrow. We have more time, but there were 3 or 4 plays that the defense made that were, yeah, oh my God, yes, big time.
No doubt.
Big plays in big moments. Yes, you gave up, what, 38 or whatever
points.
It was. But when they needed a defensive play, they had it, and that was one. And then the next one where Huff almost gets the sack, and they pressured Williams, and they forced him to roll on the final play of the game. And the defense on that play, they were up to it.
And there might be defensive players on the Niners driving around right now going, we did not give up 38.
Right, 31.
We gave up 31.
That's fair.
Yep. Just
a clean 31.
It's just 31. Yeah. Not that that's anything to brag about. For us, loudest moment was definitely the Jennings touchdown. Largely, though, that's because I think that was the only score that came after my show ended. So I was doing the show in the living room
with
young Jude sitting next to me. He actually said to me, he goes, Dad, how do you do that? How do you, like you're so invested in this game, and you're just talking through it like the Bears will go into the end zone, and you'll just talk through it like nothing happened. And I'm like, it takes some practice because you're just twisted in knots. But you're live, and you don't want, like, you're not going to just start screaming. So as soon as the show ended, then I could be myself. And the, the Jennings touchdown was like me letting out all six touchdowns at once.
Exactly.
That was loud. We scared the dog. All right. Let's go to Sean in Oakland. Hi, Sean. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, man, I'm very excited for what's going on right now in Santa Clara. This is amazing. Like, I'm a Raider fan, but I swear, right now, I love what's going on over there. The whole organization, everything is on point right now. The defense got to get worked on because this whole little trying to be the greatest show on turf like the Rams back in the day, it got to stop from one time. The defense got to do something. But I love what's going on over there. At this moment, on December 29th, I'm really thinking about converting back to a Niner.
Woo! That is a big – Sean from Oakland, you're turning your silver and black in for the Niners?
Man, I don't – look, man, they're in Vegas, man. They got no loyalty to us. Why would I have the loyalty for them? I'm not in Vegas.
That is as fair as fair gets. Yeah. All right, man. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate that. I mean, I think what Sean is saying is if you look at what the Niners are doing, it's kind of intoxicating. That's the other thing. You know, like the way this looks, it might be a little hard for an actual Niner fan because you would like the defense to offer up something. But my God, these games are fun. These are a great watch. Prime time games 2 weeks in a row. What was the final score of the Colts Niners? Was it 48-27? Something like that. 48-27 Colts Niners game. Whatever it is, just add all those points up. Add all that up. We're like pushing all like damn near 200 points.
Yep.
Since
Brock came back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, no, I just mean the last 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Just in the last 7 days, we're damn like...
That's 90 points in the last two.
No, for the whole game.
Total points,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, for the whole game.
Yeah, gotcha. I mean, it's 155 for both teams, so...
Maybe over.
And I was thinking about this earlier, like, would you rather have a team that is so suffocating with an offense that is mediocre or worse, and so you're hoping to win 14-13, or this, where you're trying to win 42-38, where you know your defense is not going to stop them. And so every time the other team has the ball, you're thinking, oh, boy, hopefully they score quick so we have time to go back and answer.
But can I answer that two ways? I think in one way I'd rather have the offense because that's like what people watch and it's a little more prideful and fun. But the team that has that great defense historically is the one that actually has a chance to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
That team you just described was Gruden's Bucks. It was Ray Lewis's Ravens.
Yeah.
It was the Bears with the Super Bowl shuffle. Like a whatever offense, they just rode the defense all the way to the bowl.
But I wonder if now the league hasn't changed to where, you know, I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, where does defense win championships? I don't even know if that's the case anymore because it's so hard to play defense. And I think about the NBA a little bit where, you know, teams are putting up 130 and losing because the pace and the three ball and defense is so hard to play in the association. And football's kind of similar where you get 5 yards where you can manhandle a guy and then the passing game is so efficient now. You got these guys other than Caleb Williams completing, you know, 65 or 68, 70% of their throws. And, you know, these receivers have these fancy gloves now so there are fewer drops and the rest of it. And, you know, and just the offenses are now so sophisticated that maybe you don't need an elite defense anymore to win.
Javier in Richmond is next. Hi, Javier. We're taking all your calls on this. How does this team make you feel, this experience? 888-957-9570. What's up, Javier?
How you guys doing? But to be honest, the team makes me feel sick because my pessimistic nature doesn't allow me to believe that we're going to make these plays as often as we do. And despite the fact that the defense gives up booty, far too often they seem to make the big play when it's needed. You know, the Lenore tackle, you know, at the reminded me of Greenlaw on the, you know, on the goal line. It's that kind of importance as far as what they're doing out there on defense just to keep us in it. And the offense, I can't believe we make all the plays when, you know, my nature is to not believe that we're going to make any.
I think that's all well said. Like some of this does, Javier, thanks. This does, I like that he points to his nature.
Yeah.
I think that has a lot to do with how we all look at this. I think it's fair to define this season's 49er fandom as fully excited, but still not believing. I know that that bothers some of you because some of you feel like that's your job as a fan, is to believe in your team. But the numbers are all there, whether it be Vegas's spreads or just kind of the way fans have behaved both at the games, both during games, the games that we've gone out to. I certainly felt it. It's like I don't feel the full-blown playoff fever experience that you normally feel when your team is 12-4 and going for the one seed.
Right, and you think about the year Brock got hurt and they went to Philly and he, you know, lost his elbow in that game. You felt a lot more confident.
Totally.
You and I actually talked about it, and I said, well, I still think that Philly should win the game and they will win the game and whatever, Brock gets hurt and so the game turned into something that it otherwise wasn't going to be. But that was, at least for most people, yourself included, you were believing like, yeah, you're going to go to Philly, you're going to win this game. Butcher and Bonte, they both went out there and they had the same feeling and they had to survive through the Philly fan and all the rest of it. But this year, to your point, doesn't feel that way. And maybe if they beat Seattle and they get the one seed, maybe that will signal a shift where, okay, now you've won 7 in a row and you're 13-4 and you're the one seed and you host and the Super Bowl's here. Maybe we're just one win away from fans being able to fully buy in and believe.
Maybe, but it depends also on the style of it. You know, how do you feel if the Niners do win another, like, scorefest barn burner,
right,
31-28 thing over the Seahawks? I don't know that it matters. You know what I mean? Like, fan belief, I don't care what pair of socks you wear during the games. Like, I don't, we don't affect the way this whole thing goes. I've just never experienced this as a fan. I've never experienced the idea of the Niners being really good with their eyes on the one seed going into the final week and being an underdog. And fans still looking at it like, well, I mean, fun ride, but the bubble is going to burst at some point, most likely. Like, I don't know. Is there a comp we can think of? A team that did ride its offense all the way to the Super Bowl while its defense was poor. I know people love to bring up one of Eli Manning's New York Giants teams, which had a very, very poor rated defense.
Yeah.
But if you then go to the Super Bowl and look at the way that they performed during the playoffs, they weren't winning games 41-38. That's not what ended up happening. So I would say that that was a poor rated defense that then found something. It got better. It found something that was clicking a little bit come playoff time. I can't think of somebody who rode the Super Bowl on 41-38. I can't think of that historically.
And it's hard historically because I do think that things are different now where offenses have a bigger edge right now, especially when you think about the Niners and Kyle Shanahan. And just look at yesterday. Again, he was in his bag, quote unquote, with, you know, all the play action, the boot action. Even they got into the read option down by the goal line, and Brock Purdy reading the defensive end, reading the linebacker, and pulls it out, and he rolls in for the touchdown. Brock Purdy right now and Kyle Shanahan as 1 and 1A, whoever you want to favor, they are incredible. You had no Kittle. You had no Trent for all but one snap.
Come on.
It was Tonjes and Jawan and, of course, McCaffrey, and so we will never look beyond that as, like, maybe the most important person in the NFL, and I do think that he should garner a lot of attention for MVP. I know he won't because we don't do that, but for me, he's the most valuable player in the league.
Well, he's got to be top five, and I don't even know if he'll get that.
Right.
But, like, I get it. You know, it's a quarterback award, so if people want to focus in on Stafford and Drake May, that's fine. Jackson Smith and Jigba deserves a comment here as well.
Sure.
Based on, and we'll see who wins this game on Saturday. That might affect it too, but you're right. I mean, McCaffrey's name ought to at least be in this conversation with what he's doing. Because, by the way, I don't know if I can, like, actually do this and dispel. Remember the whole, like, well, what's Brock Purdy without the Avengers?
Yep.
All right, well, so this is it, but maybe not. Maybe it's not the Avengers. Maybe it's just Avenger. Maybe that's it. Because when you said the Avengers, literally none of them were there last night, except for Christian.
Yep.
Christian's still there, but no George. And when we used to say Avengers, we were talking Debo and Ayuk and obviously the best left tackle in the game.
Yep.
And we would sprinkle all that. Well, now he's playing with Jake Tonges, Kendrick Bourne, Juwan Jennings, Ricky Pearsall,
yep.
DeMarcus
yep.
Robinson, and Sky Moore. So, you know, look, there are some things I think over the last 5-6 weeks that we can now sort of, I feel like, as a 49er fan base, you can move forward with and feel good about. You know, I know that there were people who, whatever your feelings are about Kyle Shanahan, whatever your feelings are about Brock Purdy and the contract, you've got your guys. Like, doesn't this make you feel like, you know how they're all rebooting? Oh, let's reboot the defense. We got to reboot the salary cap because now we got to do it with big contract Brock. Doesn't this make you feel like, oh, actually we can build around that guy. We can rebuild a roster around that guy, and it can be effective and compete at a high level.
If you think about just who was on the field last night, you had Jake Tonges, who had, I think, no targets before this year.
Correct.
He's a third-year guy who is, you know, lightly drafted or undrafted, and you've got DeMarcus Robinson, who will be here next year, Sky Moore, Kendrick Bourne. These are all just guys. And even Juwan Jennings, who's going to get an increase in his salary. I don't know if it's here or elsewhere, but outside of McCaffrey, so you got Purdy and McCaffrey, and then you have a bunch of guys, just guys. And it's because of Shanahan and the play design, but it's really because of Brock Purdy. He knows the offense. He knows what needs to happen in the offense. He made one mistake on the pick, which... Yep. I mean, I thought that it was just a great defensive play and stuff. And, you know, he broke on the ball. And that's just kind of the way that happens sometimes.
It's football.
Right, it's football.
Sure.
The other team's allowed to be better than you on a play. And that's what Chicago does. But beyond that, Brock Purdy with his legs, Brock Purdy with the read option, Brock Purdy with a couple of big, big-time throws. And, by the way, another fourth-quarter comeback yep. for Brock Purdy, which we don't do that here in San Francisco.
That throw to Juwan. Was chef's kiss.
I mean, that was a great play call by Shanahan.
Great play call, but a push down the field, layered throw
yep.
to a spot over the linebackers in front of the safeties, blocker ready to go as soon as Juwan caught it, walk into the end zone, touchdown. Yeah, yeah. That's the fourth quarter drive you yep. want. Put the ball in your quarterback's hands, down three, go get us points. Boom. Boom.
Yeah.
And some big third down conversions on that drive.
And two plays before that that I thought was the play of the day from Shanahan. They run the fake stretch left, and everyone's going to the right, and you fake it that way, and then you boot the other way, and just when he's booting, all the blockers are right, he swings around and throws it right to McCaffrey.
Back to McCaffrey, yeah.
And he rumbles for 18 down the sideline. That was a first down play, but that got you down to where, you know, you'd get the 38-yard touchdown of Juwan. But just that play design where you knew that Chicago was so thirsty to come and get him on that play. You fake it to him, you boot, the defense readjusts. Nope, we're still going back that way.
Yeah, that was
just
very
genius.
Very, very good. Well executed. Steve in Oakland is next. Hi, Steve. Thanks for calling.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hi. So I'm a diehard 49er fan, and I'm trying to get as excited as everyone else, but I'll tell you why I stay a little worried. If you take your lesson from baseball, the best hitters ever, you know, they get hot, but eventually they cool off. But defense never goes into a slump. And I just think expecting the 49ers to score 40 points or 35 points or even 30 points every single week is just unrealistic. Whereas if their defense was just, you know, off the charts, that is a little bit more reliable and you can count on that. And so I don't know. I don't know how long they can stay hot, but it's very rare that offense stays hot for a long time.
Steve, thanks. I don't think Steve is wrong. Like, here's what I would say about the Niners' playoff chances. If you're trying to do what they did last night the whole time, like all the way through January and into February, I don't think that's going to work. The defense is going to have to play better. That does not mean they have to suddenly be stuff them, hold them to 16 points type of a defense. But there's going to have to be more playmaking. There's going to have to be some sacks. There's going to have to be an interception or two that is created here or there, because that's kind of what flips the field into the 49ers' favor. They were very fortunate to get away with being the ones who turned the ball over to the other team, and then they were still able to outscore the Bears by 11 from that point forward. But think about the Colts game. Colts up 7-0, you answer. Colts up, you know, yeah. And then what do? Bang, you get the fumble on special teams. Now it's 14-7, now they're chasing. And we know this is a staple of Kyle Shanahan. Whether it's high scoring or low scoring, he wants to be chased. He does not want to be the chaser. And so that's going to be the difficulty for me throughout the playoffs, is to remain the chased, not the chaser, while your defense is giving up that many points.
And you mentioned the Giants earlier as the worst defense to ever win the Super Bowl, and I'm just looking at their game log. The one thing about that team that the Niners don't do, that team took the ball away from the opponent. Yep. Almost twice a game. They're more like the Bears this year than they are like the Niners this year. And by the way, that Giants defense in the playoffs, they turned it up about five notches.
Yep. They were much better. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We're sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything. It is time for Triples for Autism, brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Warriors made 14 threes on Christmas versus the Mavs. 16 more in Toronto last night. That's two more donations from Pettinelli to the Autism Society San Francisco. And despite the loss last night, Steph and Draymond, 4 threes each, pods and posts with a couple each, few others chipping in. That's number 31 and 32 as far as donations this season for Triples for Autism. To make a donation yourself, to help out with autism, to get involved, go to sfautismsociety.org. That was Triples for Autism, and it's brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli is here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to PettinelliFP.com. Warriors Live is a half hour away, but why get depressed when you don't have to? We still got 30 more minutes of Niners. So keep on calling. How do you feel when you watch this team play? That half of the team, and then the other half of the team. 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast
for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.